The last 3 months have been full of good news for the 2014 Corvette Stingray. In November, it was named Automobile Magazine's Car of the Year, followed the next month by the same honors from Auto Week. Monday, it was named the Car of the Year, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's a car with a long and storied past, and no place is that more celebrated than at the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green. In August, the museum will celebrate its 20th anniversary, and as part of the celebration, will open a new motorsports park featuring a 3.1-mile road course on 184 acres just across the highway from the museum. Leading the planning for the track is Mitch Wright, a former professional race car driver turned motorsports park operator who's been behind the wheel for most of his life.
You know, I started quite young. I was 11 years old when I started racing go-karts, and it's... From as far back as I can remember, I wanted to race. I wanted to race something.
That something during his life has ranged from bicycles to go-karts to SCCA pro racing cars.
Neighborhood, every time we went somewhere, it was a race. So I had that competitive nature about me, and then was fortunate enough to be able to make my living driving for a number of years.
Over the last 8 years, Wright's focus has shifted from racing to operating motorsports parks, from Utah to New Orleans to Pittsburgh, and now Bowling Green. For years, the Corvette Museum has been a big draw for the city and the region, but the attraction has been limited to indoors. The motorsports park lets aspiring drivers and individuals from corporate events get behind the wheel. Wright says it's an experience that's hard to replicate.
There is no cell phone. There is no computer. Your attention is 120% focused on that particular activity. And it's just a great, for me personally, and I think for a lot of other people, it's a great stress reliever.
The track is even drawing some early national attention, with CNN naming it among the network's 50 states, 50 spots for 2014.
You know, people are excited. You know, they obviously, the GM plant is the Corvette plant is a big part of the community. The museum is a big part of the community. And people are now saying this, okay, this is just another extension, another asset that we're bringing to the community.
Wright says it's not often that you find tracks so close to town, and that will be a positive for the local economy.
You know, we're 10, 15 minutes away from hotels and restaurants, and, you know, downtown is 15 to 20 minutes away, depending on the time of day you go.
Wright says the recent publicity brought about by the highly acclaimed Corvette Stingray has kept the Corvette name top of mind. But he says the motorsports park will welcome a variety of different makes and models.
One of the things that we're facing is we're not just a Corvette-only facility. We're open to any and all groups. Matter of fact, our very first, other than a Corvette event that we've planned in late September, our very first client is Bluegrass BMW Club.
And it won't be just cars. Wright says motorcycle events will be a big part of their business, too. Work is said to be on schedule for the track, with the road base for the course being laid in the spring, followed by the pavement in late spring. And anticipation is growing. 8 months from the opening, Wright says the motorsports park has already booked some 118 events. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.